I love when John Primer goes, spam. It's probably spam or something like that with the phone system. Maybe he's right. I don't know. We'll get him on again at some point. This is 720 WGN. It's 349. Maybe you saw Lori Sandler on Shark Tank. She's a Highland Park native, and the business she pitched was candles that you can eat. Lori, thanks for joining us on the show. This all started because of your kid's birthday party, and you watched the candles kind of melting into the cake, right?
Absolutely, it sure did.
I've seen that my entire life and never thought, well, man, I'd like to eat one of those candles. Although I will tell you, we all do the same thing. We take it out and we lick the frosting off the bottom before we toss it.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
not
so
anymore. There's a new solution.
Yeah. So is your product on market? Is it, you know, already gone to market?
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. We are in stores across the country. I'm thrilled to report.
Oh my gosh. So tell us about your Shark Tank experience. And is that what propelled you to be able to put yourself into markets outside of Highland Park or mom and pop shops?
No, we had actually launched a while ago. I would say that what kind of put us on the map was in February of 2016, we were on a site called The Grommet, which is sort of an online launch site. And they just loved the candles when I sent them a sample. And
oh, my gosh. I even see Lauren's head dropping. Everybody in the studio is like, no.
I don't think I recall a day this bad.
It did not happen again. Did it happen again?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm going back to John Primer. Maybe there is somebody attacking us. Maybe it's like a cyber attack.
It's like the
hacker.
Phones want to take Friday off early, too, you know?
Pretty much. That is so weird. And we've cured it sometimes in the past by asking our guests to be on Zoom, which is just so crazy, because if you knew the amount of money we paid for phone lines at this radio station or within our larger parent company, Nexstar, you would be surprised as much as we are. All right, she's back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Lori,
yes,
it's been happening for the past 20 minutes. I apologize. So here's the deal. If it happens again, pick up the phone and call back. So I had never heard of that on it's an online thing. Did you say Grommet?
TheGrommet.com, and they've actually changed ownership since then. There is still an active site, but at the time it was truly a personal and professional highlight. I was still making all the candles by hand, cutting the wicks, tempering the chocolate, doing everything.
Wow.
And we sold out of the 1,200 boxes that they had me inventory, and I shipped to 49 states, and it was like, okay, this thing has legs. People were really excited about the product. And that propelled me forward to find a manufacturing partner and to start going to trade shows like the Fancy Food Show and IDDBA, which is the Deli, Dairy, and Bakery Show. And that's where Bob, really my husband and partner, became much more active in the company because he had a lot more experience with sales. He calls me actually chairman of sales prevention because I am not a good salesperson.
Because is that your business? Weren't you trained as an architect?
I was. And so give me, like, I like to say, we say we have our own lanes, and mine is definitely more the creative side and his is more the sales side. So that turned out to be great for us on Shark Tank because people that watch the show actually have said to me, it seems like a lot more of the questions went to Bob. And it didn't feel that way. It honestly didn't. When we were talking to the sharks for probably north of 30 minutes, maybe 35 minutes, and then they edit it down to about less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so when we were all together in the room, it didn't feel lopsided at all. So that's just to anyone who may have seen it, it was a very fair conversation.
Okay, so explain to everyone, these candles are made out of chocolate, right?
They are a premium chocolate. We do milk and dark chocolate, and the wick is very short. So that's a paraffin-coated cotton. The chocolate doesn't fuel the wick. So you have about a minute to light it and sing, make your wish, and blow it out, and then there's just a little nub that you can pluck out, and the chocolate stays solid. So, you can eat part of it, eat all of it, whenever you want. But yeah, it's a lovely piece of candy.
That is so cool. I just can't imagine what it takes from having the idea to actually going through and getting everything approved and getting licensed and all of that business to take it to 49 different states. So what are some of the local stores? I know you're a Highland Park person, but what are some of the local stores we can walk into and buy these?
So you can find us in Mariano's on the bakery counter. I'm in Superior Nut, Chicago. I just shipped to a new store in Decatur called Giggles. Let me think where else.
And you must have an online. Do you have an online store
in Deerfield? Sure do. LetThemEatCandles.com.
Okay. That makes it easy because that's, you know, something we can all do. We can jump online. Amazon carry your product?
Amazon does. It's funny, with a chocolate, it's a melting product, obviously, in the hot summer. If you're ordering something chocolate, you run some risk. And so it goes FBA season. I'm giving you detail you don't want, but during melting season, it's called fulfilled by merchant. So you can't get the free prime shipping.
Right, right.
But we are available. You can find us there for sure.
Your product is Let Them Eat Candles. And did you ever imagine when you launched this, what, 15 years ago, that you'd be at the point where everyone has access to them?
I cannot tell you what a thrill. Like, it is just so exciting. And when people tell us, you know, you made our birthday, like my grandkids loved this candle on the cake, or I, you know, teased my nephew. I said, well, watch me eat the candles. Like, it is just so much fun. It's a very joyful product. And people that work in the industry of candy are also just fun and friendly. So I'm thrilled to be part of it.
Well, congratulations on your success, and what a great product. And I know entrepreneurs don't just have one idea. Do you have things in the works for something new?
Well, we are launching a line extension that I'm really excited about. It's something actually we learned as we started to do sampling in Mariano's stores, and we would give our pitch and people would say, oh my God, I love this, but I really need a number 3 for my son's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob's like, we are not losing that business anymore. And so we've spent the last several months, almost a year, developing candles that have, they're like a bunch of balloon shape. It's super cute, and they are going to have numbers 0 through 9, and some have messages on them like happy birthday and party time, and they're adorable. And the spinner display that we are coming out to hold the candles with is also super fun, so I can't wait to get these into stores.
That's wonderful. We do a segment every Friday called Foodie Friday, and we've never had anyone on that could tell us we could eat our candles before. So I love your product. I'm excited for your success, and for everybody who wants to check them out, Let Them Eat Candles. Thanks for calling us, Lori.
I am honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Lawrence News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.